Remembrance of Allah. Purify your heart with the remembrance of Allah. Purify your heart with the remembrance of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of this beautiful silsila, Remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to talk about the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the topic is named, Allah is all forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, He is all forgiving. It is us who don't seek His forgiveness. It is mentioned in the hadith of Sahih Bukhari that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, amongst the men of Bani Israel, there was a man who had murdered 99 people. Then he set out asking whether his repentance could be accepted or not. He came upon a monk and asked him if his repentance could be accepted. The monk replied in the negative, and so the man killed him. He kept on asking till a man advised him to go to such and such village. So he left for the village, but death overtook him on his way. While dying, he turned his chest towards that village where he had hoped his repentance would be accepted. And so the angels of mercy and the angels of punishment quarreled amongst themselves regarding this person. Allah Azza wa Jal ordered the village towards which he was going to come closer to him, and ordered the village where he had come from to move further away from him. And then he ordered the angels to measure the distance between his body and the two villages. So he was found to be one span closer to the village he was going to. So he was forgiven. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives someone. He wants to forgive us. But it is us who are not sincerely seeking this forgiveness. If we were truly seeking forgiveness with utmost sincerity, inshallah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would definitely forgive us. As it is famously known and it is often said that rahmati khudawandi bahana mi joyad. That the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for a reason. So let's give it a reason. Let's seek forgiveness. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has declared that if you continue to commit sin until it even reaches the heavens, then you make tawbah. Still, Allah Azza wa Jal will accept your tawbah. Subhanallah. Will accept your repentance. This is the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There might be a limit to our transgression, but there is no limit to the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in Sharh Sudur that Muhammad ibn Salih, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, narrates that I was once in between sleep and awareness when I noticed the late famous poet Abu Nawas. Now, bear in mind that he was considered as someone who was a great sinner, and people never saw him doing anything good in this world. I asked Abu Nawas, what happened to you after you had died? He replied, obviously, I had no good deeds to show for myself. However, there are four lines of poetry which I had written and which is to be found under your pillow. It is through these four lines that Allah Azza wa Jal pardoned all of my sins. Allah Azza wa Jal also bestowed His divine grace upon me. Sayyidina Muhammad bin Salih then explains that when he awoke from his dream, He immediately looked under his pillow and found a piece of paper on which was written these four lines of poetry. And the poetry, the translation of it is that, "Oh my Creator, even though I have many sins, however, I have certainty that your divine mercy is much more than this. If only the pious and noble are to have hope in you, then who would the sinners turn to? In whose court would these people be able to find salvation? Oh my Creator, I am pleading in your divine court while on my knees. If you turn away from my pleading, then in whose court would I be able to receive mercy? In your divine court, I have only one wasila through which I have certainty, and without doubt, your mercy and benediction is indeed complete. And I have also another wasila, which is that I am a Muslim." And this, subhanallah, was the four lines of poetry due to which Abu Nawas was forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he had hope in the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his divine mercy merely seeks a reason to allow people to enter Jannah. In fact, this poet was someone who was considered as a great sinner, and people disliked him for his bad behavior and actions. But this person was pardoned by Allah Almighty for merely writing four lines, which proved that he had immense trust in the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this, we can clearly see that Allah Azza wa Jalla looks for a small reason so that he can allow the person to enter Jannah. Then a person enters Jannah, it is not through his actions, but through the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person enters Jannah. Sometimes there might be certain actions of someone who might seem very small to others, but this could be the small action which would eventually allow that person to enter Jannah. A servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, we all know and love him as a sahabi of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, namely Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared that Allah azza wa jal becomes more happy with the tawbah of a person than that person who has lost his camel on a barren land and suddenly finds it. Subhanallah. And this hadith can be found in Bukhari. Allama Badruddin Aini, rahimahullah ta'ala, he explains in the commentary of this hadith that in this hadith, the happiness and joy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to be understood in its metaphorical sense. It actually means the divine pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah azza wa jal becomes extremely pleased with the tawbah, with the repentance of a believer. Subhanallah. Explaining this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Aini rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that in this instance, the divine pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is meant by his happiness. As Allah azza wa jal is pure of such attributes as joy and extreme happiness, it must be remembered that being pleased is something else. Whether a person basks in the bounties of paradise or suffers in the pits of hell is dependent on whether or not they are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us first have the honor of reading three ahadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which discusses deeds that lead to forgiveness. What are those actions that invoke the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how, inshallah, should we act upon them so we can be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So let's, inshallah, act upon these actions that invoke the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst discussing upon the blessing and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The prayers of forgiveness, meaning the salatul tawbah, is, subhanallah, it can be a means to invoke the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek his forgiveness through salah. And It is mentioned that whoever sins but performs wudu, prays two units of salah, and asks for forgiveness will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, such a beautiful hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in the explanation of this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Aimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that this salah is called Salatul Tawbah. After reciting Surah Fatiha in both rakats, it is better to recite Surah Kafirun in the first rakat and Surah Ikhlas in the second. And one may also recite verse number 135 of Surah Ali Imran in the first unit and verse number 110 of Surah Nisa in the second unit. It is recommended to perform ghusl and wear washed and clean clothes before offering this salah. Subhanallah, such a better way of seeking the help and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all for the sake of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sunnah. Another way and means for seeking forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could be through istighfar, through reciting istighfar and seeking pardon and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever says, أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه, meaning I seek forgiveness from Allah besides whom there is none worthy of worship. He is ever living, self-subsisting, and I repent to him. He is forgiven. Such a person is forgiven, subhanallah. And Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Aimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he explains this beautiful hadith saying that this supplication of forgiveness is effective for the forgiveness of serious sins. The ulama and the scholars have explained that the repentance should be wholehearted and sincere. This is a condition. The repenting person must firmly resolve never to repeat the sin. Continuing to indulge in sin whilst uttering words of repentance is akin to jest and mockery. Meaning, if we still have the desire to insist on sinning, on committing that sin, and we are just merely doing a lip service by making tawbah, then it is a sort of mockery. Ma'azallah. May Allah forbid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us from doing such actions. Was Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, he further says that when supplicating for forgiveness, the supplicant, meaning the person who is making dua, must feel remorse for his sins and a promise never to commit it again in the future. If he is seeking forgiveness for having neglected someone's rights, he must fulfill them. The essence of seeking forgiveness is not attained when the seeker verbally repents but still continues to sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our sins and transgressions. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Another way to seek forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by using these words as recommended by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith is that a person came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and cried, "My sins, my sins." He said this two or three times. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed him, "Say this, Allahumma maghfiratuka awsa'u min dhunubi wa rahmatuka arja indi min amali. O Allah, your forgiveness is vaster than my sins, and I am more hopeful of your mercy than my deeds." Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Such profound words, subhanallah, recommended by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to the translation again of this beautiful istighfar recommended by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his sahabi. Say, "O Allah, your forgiveness is vaster than my sins, and I am more hopeful of your mercy than my deeds." Allah, Allah. After the man uttered these words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite these words again. The person did so. And then Rasulullah asked him to recite them again. He repeated, the person did so again. To which the beloved Nabi declared, stand up, Allah has surely forgiven you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Whether a deed appears to be great or small, we should observe it to please Allah Azza wa Jalla and attain His forgiveness. That is the crux of the matter. There are hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one of those hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever awakens at night and says, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Alhamdulillah wa subhanallah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then followed by Allahumma ighfirli, oh Allah forgive me, or any other prayer, it would be accepted. If he then makes wudu and offers salah, his salah will be accepted. This refers to whether a person prays for forgiveness or for any matter. Its acceptance is certain. And this powerful supplication is called Dirhamul Qais. You should recite it as soon as you wake up for tahajjud. Even if someone wakes up in the last portion of the night and does not offer tahajjud, they should still recite the supplication. They will, inshallah, still reap its benefits. The second way of seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through reciting Surah Yasin. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whoever recites Surah Yasin at night to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be forgiven. Alongside bringing good news of forgiveness for the reciter, this sacred surah is described as the heart of the Quran. Reciting it once gives the reciter the same reward as reciting the Quran 10 times, subhanallah. And it should be recited every night. And reciting Surah Dukhan is also a great means of forgiveness. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that whoever recites Surah Ad-Dukhan on Friday night, meaning the night between Thursday and Friday, will be forgiven. Another report states that the one reciting this surah at night will awaken in a state that 70,000 angels will be seeking forgiveness for him. If not every day, try to recite it every Thursday night. Subhanallah. Reciting Surah Mulk is also a great means of attaining the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in his Mubarak hadith that there is a surah of 30 verses in the Holy Quran. It will intercede for its reciter until he is forgiven. And this surah is Surah Al-Mulk. Inshallah, try your best to recite this at least once a day. Reciting Tahleel, meaning La ilaha illallah. There is a pillar of light in front of Allah's throne. When a servant recites La ilaha illallah, the pillar begins to shake. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and orders it to remain still. And it humbly replies, how can I remain still when you have not yet forgiven those who recite this statement? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, I have forgiven them. The pillar then becomes still. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This was the Mubarak hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the virtues of reciting La ilaha illallah. Reciting the tahleel from time to time, inshallah you will reap countless blessings in both the worlds, inshallah azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of our devotion and of our istighfar and attaining the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, striving for it in our own ways, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all and forgive the ummah, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive those sinners who have engrossed themselves in sinning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the light of the obedience and inshallah safeguards us from his disobedience. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen. give you is listen inshallah. Listen to this beautiful hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after which we will return and discuss further this very topic, inshallah azza wa jalla, about the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, tu Rabb hai mera, main banda tera. Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Fattah, Ya Ghaffar.
Hum mangte hai tu moti hai, hum bande hai tu maula. محتاج تیرا ہر شاہ و گدا محتاج تیرا ہر شاہ و گدا سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
کہر کرے تو مگر کرے اللہ 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 اللہ
مولا
ہم جرم کرے تو عفو کرے ہم کہر کرے تو مگر کرے گھیرے ہے جہاں کو فضل تیرا گھیرے ہے جہاں کو فضل تیرا سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
یا رحمان یا رحیم یا فتاح یا غفار
ہم عیبی ہے ستار ہے تو ہم مجرم ہے غفار ہے تو ہم عیبی ہے ستار ہے تو ہم مجرم ہے غفار ہے تو بدکاروں پر بھی ایسی عطا بدکاروں پر بھی ایسی عطا سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
تو والی ہے گھر بے کس کا تو حامی ہے گھر بے بس کا تو والی ہے گھر بے کس کا تو حامی ہے گھر بے بس کا ہر ایک کے لیے در تیرا کھلا ہر ایک کے لیے در تیرا کھلا سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
یا رحمان یا رحیم یا فتاح یا غفار
تیرے عشق میں روئے مرغ سحر تیرا نام ہے مرہم زخم جگر اللہ
مولا
تیرے عشق میں روئے گھر تیرا نام ہے مرہم زخم جگر تیرے نام پہ میری جان فدا تیرے نام پہ میری جان فدا سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
یہ سالک مجرم آیا ہے اور خالی جھولی لایا ہے یہ سالک مجرم آیا ہے اور خالی جھولی لایا ہے دے صدقہ رحمت عالم کا دے صدقہ رحمت عالم کا سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز. الحمدللہ وی آر ڈسکسنگ دا ڈیوائن مرسی اینڈ دا فرگیونیس آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی. سبحان اللہ, یو نو دیر آر اکاؤنٹس آف پیپل بینگ فرگیون, پیپل ہو یوز ٹو بی ڈرنک ہارڈز دے have been made the awliya of Allah subhanallah through the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Fudail ibn Ayaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he was a robber, and from being a robber he was transformed when he truly repented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and became one of the greatest awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So if people can be made from sinners to the awliya, subhanallah, then can we not at least try to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become worthy of the divine court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to present ourselves? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not really want to punish us, but He wants to forgive us. It is us who fail to seek His forgiveness, who fail to beg for it. If you don't ask for it, sometimes we are forgiven without even asking for it, but we need to make it a habit to ask for forgiveness, like how we ask for everything. Oh Allah, give me a big bank balance. Oh Allah, give me big building. Oh Allah, you know, grow my business, help, you know, grant barakah and blessings in my business. We keep asking for these material things, but how often is it we say, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive my sins. Oh Allah, shower mercy upon me. These are the things we should be asking for more often. We should be remembering our akhirah more often than our worldly life, because this is a temporary phase. The life of a human is a passing phase. The life of a person is a passing shadow. Like how the shadow passes, this is the limit of our life. It's a passing shadow, it will come and go. But the life of the hereafter, it is there to stay. So which should require more of our focus? The temporary life that we have here, or the life that will be there forever? Whether we are destined for Jannah or Jahannam, it will be there forever. So it is that life we should be making dua for. Ya Allah, make us worthy of residing in Jannah, abada, forever, inshallah, azza wa jal. And that can be attained by the forgiveness and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Invoke His mercy through reciting Surah Yasin, through praying Salatul Tawbah, through praying different istighfar and reading different du'as of istighfar that are recommended by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we have just narrated them, through various actions that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through reciting Surah Yasin, through reciting Surah Al-Mulk, inshallah azza wa jal, we will see the light of it. It is the action, the little things that we do, they accumulate and they are accepted in the divine court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the pious predecessors, they say, Rahmati khudawandi bahana mijoyid. The divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it looks for a reason to forgive, inshallah. So let's give it a reason, inshallah, and we can all be forgiven. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Inshallah, that's it for now. I will see you in the next episode. And until then, keep reciting durood and salam in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and keep making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Remembrance of Allah,
purify your heart with the remembrance of Allah, purify your heart with the remembrance of Allah.